Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning our forage quality as we move through the next 12 to 18 months. As I look at the growing conditions that we've had during the summer so far, it's going to be a challenging year as we move forward and we try to feed these forages. There's going to be a lot of changes as we go through the feeding year, as we move from forage to forage, and as we move from even within a bunker, say, of corn silage that contains different fields that were grown under different conditions, maybe different harvest conditions as well. So as you harvest these forages, as you know, you're moving from field to field or from one issue to another issue, make sure you mark that in the silo. So when you start feeding out of that silo, you'll be able to help your nutritionist keep track of where you're at in the silo in terms of changes that he or she needs to be aware of as they balance your ration. I think the big challenge when we face these kinds of changes in forage quality is just trying to keep ahead of the cows. In order to keep ahead of the cows, we have to really have some idea of what we have in inventory for forages and the quality of those forages. Again, the better job you do of keeping updated with your nutritionist and keeping your nutritionist informed as to the possible forage changes coming ahead for the herd, the more likely your cows will respond with higher levels of milk production. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to really pay attention to forage quality as we move through the next 12 to 18 months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.